outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, January 23rd. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gingrich wins and the Ravens lose. I'm sorry.
Shut up. Don't rub it in.
Well, but we have to report.
Report this. Report me. No,
for those who don't know, Brigitta is a raving Ravens fan.
Yeah. You know, how about this? I locked myself in my room after the game. Yeah, I did. And I moped and I went to sleep for hours. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, yeah, San Fran game's on. We'll probably lose that too. And we did. So, you know, and it was not a happy day yesterday. I was a total royal bitch. And I told everyone on Facebook knows, don't piss me off on football days. Okay. You know what I mean? Right? Well, no. What happens? People start writing, talking shit all over the page. And I started deleting. I was like, I don't know if you read my page. I thought I was pretty funny. But I was like, I got pissed. And I was like, I suggest you lay off the comments or I'll defriend you. And people didn't believe me. So I started defriending, deleting, and blocking.
Wow.
And being a real bitch. But yeah, I think my best tweet of the day was Cundick, because our kicker is Cundiff. Cundick, you stupid, worthless piece of life. Cost us the fucking game. I hope you walk into a bus.
Wow.
And that's what I tweeted. And I had a lot of reactions.
So you take your football seriously?
Hello, it's football. It's Ravens. We literally lost the entire thing. We would have gone to the Super Bowl because he missed a fucking field goal. Are you kidding me right now? Or are you kidding me? Our entire season was completely cost because of a stupid field goal.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so we're not going to piss you off with football today.
No.
Are you taking any sides on the Super Bowl at all?
No, I don't care.
No, huh?
I hate them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even feel like there is a Super Bowl this year. In fact, I'm pretending there's not. I can't stand...
Have the Ravens ever been to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's just... I mean, we worked so hard. It was like, this was such a great year, and we lost because of a field goal. Mm. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. I know it meant a lot to you.
I know.
And
I told you.
You're probably pissed.
I said that if I came in Monday and it was raining, which is raining, because the Lord is crying, the world is crying for the Ravens.
Okay.
That I was going to be a royal bitch, and yes, that I am today, and yesterday, and I don't know how long it'll last.
Really?
Maybe later. Maybe I'll get drinks, and I'll be fine after happy hour.
Wow. Have you always been like that about football?
Pretty much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I said, like, people who know me, like, they're talking on this show over Facebook. I'm like, dude, if you know me, then leave me alone. You know how I am. You know, it's just like, whatever. I don't know. I just don't want to stare at my page anymore. It pisses me off.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll change the topic. My weekend was great. I was kind of disappointed it didn't rain on Saturday. It rained Friday night, but not Saturday. But then today I got my rain, so I'm not complaining.
I hate the damn rain.
I know you hate rain, but I love rain, you know, because it changes things a little bit here. You know, we have the same weather every day.
Yeah, but it makes me bitchy.
Well, I'm sorry.
Even more
we
so.
We can't accommodate you.
Fine. So just deal with it.
Yeah, you can lodge in a complaint with your creator. Why this is happening.
It's just not... what a dreary day. Anyways.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to bring up a couple things before we bring in our guest. Mm-hmm. We actually have two guests, but only one's in the studio.
Because of the horrible traffic, because of the horrible, shitty rain.
Yeah, every time it rains here, that's what happens. I know, it's my fault.
You wanted the rain.
Because I enjoy
the
rain. Okay, then you can beat me up after the show.
Okay, I might.
So I wanted to bring up the news that Heidi Klum and Seal are separating.
What?
Did you know that?
No way.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says.
I know, because everybody thought they were perfect.
Perfect couple.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they said that they enjoyed their 7 years together. Note, 7 years again.
Mm-hmm.
It's that 7-year itch, you know? And a lot of people get that.
Did I say it's the 2 year itch?
Yeah.
Seriously, you get past 2 years, you're pretty much golden usually. And then I guess it's the seven that's like round two.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you get past 2 years,
seven's
then you're
if
good.
You get married, maybe.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I've never been married.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a relationship that long?
Yeah.
7 years?
Well, no, five.
5 years.
Yeah.
That's still a long time.
It was.
Wow.
Thank God it's over. Anyways. Well, that's crazy. So,
yeah.
Do they say why?
No. They're saying they just grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
And after much soul searching, they decided to separate. So, yeah, but they claim that they had a very loving, loyal, and happy years together. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's an amicable process, blah, blah, blah. And that's just it. So she's on the market again, but...
there you go.
She doesn't look as good anymore. What can I say?
Oh, my God. Heidi Klum doesn't look as good?
No,
really?
I like her. I like her. But in this picture, she doesn't look that
I was
going
to say, if she walked in here right now, I was like, Sam.
Yeah, definitely.
Sam.
She doesn't even have to walk in here.
You never know.
No, she's beautiful for sure, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, let's bring in our guest. We have a guest in the studio. Her name is Kate.
Yes.
And welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Great. And I just found out Tiffany is 0.7 miles away.
Oh, okay. Yay.
So she's almost
she's
here.
She's very, very close.
Awesome.
Yeah. But that's okay. You can tell us a little bit about the company, about you and so forth. So, let's see. So, Brigitta, how did you meet Tiffany?
Well, actually, the show that I was on, well, actually, before the show, I used to work in their office in Asylum Entertainment years ago. And I worked as an assistant on one of the shows. And then, long story short, they found me sitting there in their office, and I auditioned for Project My World, which is how I got that show that was on DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany was one of the producers on the show.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
And Kate, were you in the company already? Or?
I wasn't in the company yet, but
right.
I soon followed. Asylum does a lot of reality TV shows, and I came in on a show called The Locator, where we reunite separated family members, which was pretty cool.
Wow.
And Tiffany was large and in charge on that show, and I came in as a producer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep.
Not as a contestant or anything.
No.
Okay.
No, it was funny because I was sitting in the office, and they were like on this. I saw girls coming in on the time auditioning, and I had no idea what was going on. And they're like, they pulled me in the office one day, like, we need to talk to you. And I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? Ow. I thought I was in trouble. I'm like, shit, what? I thought I was doing a good job. Like, why am I going in the office? Why is everyone staring at me? Why are all the owners or producers of the company like, what the hell? So I go in there, and they're like, see, and they start telling me about the show, and then I'm like, what are they doing? Like, I'm thinking I'm in trouble, and then here they are telling me about the show, and they're like, we think you'd be really good at it. And I'm like, what? Wait, so you want me to try out for the show? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, like, why not? And so... that's how that happened.
That's one of the things I learned about production early on is that there's like always this ominous feeling, but that's because they want something from you.
Yeah.
To come into my office.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, just kidding. We want you to do something awesome.
Yeah. Right. I was like, oh, okay. Like I literally was like, shit, I really like my job. I don't want to get in trouble because they're like, Brigitta, come in here now. I'm like, oh, yeah, what do I do? Yeah. But anyway. It was awesome. I got Project My World. I traveled the world and had a freaking blast.
Yeah. That's
it was a lot of drama, but it was a lot of fun.
So you represent a company, Kate. And what is the name of the company?
The company has a sexy name called GLOP.
Okay.
I know that doesn't sound sexy in theory, but it actually stands for Gorgeous Ladies of Production.
Oh, okay. Well, I can handle that one.
Yes, I bet you can.
I don't know about GLOP. So how did this thing start?
Well, Tiffany, who we keep talking about, who will be here any second, she actually starts a lot of things. And we were just sitting around on set at the last job we had together. And she was like, you know, we really should do something for ourselves because when you work in production, you give your life to it every second. And so we were like, what could we do that would also feel great? And we're like, whatever we do, it's going to be a project for charity.
Right.
And so then we started looking around and we're like, we work with a lot of awesome ladies who don't necessarily get a lot of credit. I mean, it's kind of a boys club. We know this about Hollywood.
Yeah.
We know it. We understand it. We get past it. Girls, we still do our thing. And so we're like, this is a way we can celebrate the ladies behind the scenes and give to charity. So we decided to make a calendar and where the girls could get dressed up and feel beautiful. And they could also pick a charity that was important to them.
I see. Mm-hmm. And who are the girls?
The girls are just people that Tiffany and I have worked with over the years in production.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you decide to sort of organize them and put them under one roof and...
Yeah, we had three different photo sessions. And the first set, I actually took the photos because I'm an amateur photographer, I think.
Awesome.
If you're a lady in production, you dabble in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, to copy that.
And then I quickly realized that that was just a lot to take on because, you know, I was trying to find outfits for them to wear. And Tiffany had a makeup artist come in. And, you know, we did have some help. But the first one was a little bit of a doozy to do. And then we realized, no, we need to find a photographer so we can think about all the other things.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you originally from L.A.?
I'm not. I'm an Alabama girl. Roll Tide.
Really?
Yeah, I hate not to bring up football again. Sorry.
That's okay.
Is that a college team? Or
it is a college team. Yeah. I know. I'm not cool. I don't follow NFL. I try to keep up with my husband, but I'm not good at it. So I just stick to the
SEC.
That's
because Alabama doesn't have a professional team. That's why.
Yeah. It's true. But, you know, Nick Saban, he's rocking the house down there. Alabama did very well this year, so I'm very proud.
Yeah, maybe we'll recruit him. Clearly, we need some help.
You should. He just goes around creating winning teams. I don't know how the man does it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So you were born and grew up there in Alabama?
Yep, I'm a Southern gal.
What city were you born in?
Birmingham.
Birmingham? Oh,
yep,
okay.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, so in the big city.
How long have you been out here?
I've actually been out here 10 years already, which I cannot believe it.
Same here. Yeah.
So what made you decide you want to move?
Well, you know, some of us that grow up in small towns really never feel like we fit there. And we're like, this is going to be a great place to visit when I'm older. And it's sad to think that about your hometown, but I always felt that way.
Yeah.
And I loved movies. You know, I was always the person that annoyed all my friends where I was like, oh, my God, did you see that continuity era? His tie was on and now it's off. Like, what
happened? Yeah.
And so I knew in college that I was going to take communication classes. And that's actually what brought me here. Tom Schroenis, who directed Seinfeld and News Radio and a bunch of cool stuff, he's actually from Alabama. And he taught a seminar class and, you know, basically he was like, hey, if you want to do the Hollywood thing, you just have to move there and see what happens. And so that's what I did.
That's
and
awesome.
What were you doing before that?
Before that, and well, just college and waitressing at, you know, a Mexican restaurant.
And there too.
And before that, I was a waitress at a mall restaurant, which is really sad. Yeah.
Well, so you've made progress when you moved here.
Yes, progress.
So 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And do you like L.A. so far?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people live here and they don't like it.
I do like it. I just love how many different people are out here.
Yeah.
And you never know who you're going to meet. But I actually have a clan of Alabama people that I roll with. There's like 30 or so of us out here.
We'll get together
and watch football games.
Yeah.
And I have a group of people from Ohio and Montana. You just meet these clusters.
You really do. It's so funny because I have, obviously, like a ton of people from Maryland that are out here. And when we go to the parlor, which is the Ravens bar, it's just crazy. You look around and you're like, all these people are out here from the same town area or like the same area. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Or even a lot of my friends are from North Carolina. I have my North Carolina group or my Texas group. Or it's weird.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Yeah. It's such as, I mean, people are like, oh, God, L.A. is so large. It's so huge. But it's really not. It's so small. I run into people everywhere I go. I can't go anywhere without running into someone I know.
It's probably because of the entertainment. You know, entertainment is not that big, you know, and you meet somebody and you see them all over town, you know. So, yeah, that happens. So so you wanted to get into movies. Did you know what you wanted to do with the movies?
Well, I think I wanted to get into film, but it didn't so much happen that way. You know, you kind of go where each move takes you. I started out as a office production assistant on a pilot that actually had Monica Potter and Steve Carell on it. And the pilot didn't go anywhere. So then people that knew me from that production brought me on as a PA for a reality show. And I kind of got stuck in that world.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, Tiffany's coming in.
Yay!
There you go. She made it through the rain.
Barely. Holy cow.
Poor thing.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
Yay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. We're super excited.
I am so good to see you.
I know.
Hugs from over here.
Just try to stay close to the mic when you talk.
All right.
So, where were we stuck? On the freeway?
Everywhere. Everything is a mess right now. The 405 is a disaster. Sepulveda is a disaster. Yeah. Everything is a mess. And, of course, no one in L.A. knows how to drive in the rain.
Yeah. See, this is your fault because you want a damn rain.
Yeah, it is my fault. What can I say? I'll take responsibility
for that. Yeah, I'm going to blame it on you. Today is the blame game because I'm just pissed off by the Ravens loss.
Yeah, I saw some of your posts. So I'm a little sad for you, but I actually wanted the Ravens to win.
Yeah, over a field goal. We lost everything. Yeah.
I know, I wanted them to win just so she'd come in a good mood, but it wasn't
to
be.
You've never seen me in a bad mood. No.
I have.
From what I've seen so far this morning, I can't get a feeling for it.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Exactly.
So you had to drive on the 405 where, like from Santa Monica or something?
I'm currently living in Playa del Rey. So
oh, wow, that's a drive.
Well, it's not usually not to get into Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Surface streets, I'm in and out, and it's actually pretty quick. It's not bad at all.
Wow.
But I tell you, to get into the valley this morning, everybody just forgot how to drive in the rain. And
I know. That's what happens. Everybody complains about drivers in L.A. when it rains.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, my theory about that is Alabama figured it out. It's called reflective paint. LA does not have that, but it really works. You can actually see where you're supposed to be on the road, and it's less scary.
Oh, really?
So LA should catch up to Alabama.
Yeah, well, we don't get that much rain. It may not be worth the investment. You know?
That's true.
We I could go on and on about the stupid things that LA has. I won't.
All in all, it's a cool place, right? Yeah. Tiffany, where are you originally from?
Jersey and Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you were born in Jersey?
I was born in New Jersey. I was there until I was about 10 years old, then moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh.
And then left there at 19.
Disney World? No, I'm sorry. That's Orlando. What the hell am I talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I got Miami South Beach and bathing suits and fun sun.
Yeah. So was that your family decided to move and you just moved along with them?
Yes. My mother said, that's it. I'm sick and tired of the cold. Yeah. We're leaving and we're leaving now.
Yeah.
And she went as far south as she could possibly go.
I know. It's interesting, but along the East Coast, a lot of people move north to south, huh?
Yeah.
Because I have some family, they used to live in New York, now they're in Miami.
Yeah.
You know? So I've heard a lot of people do that.
My parents just moved to Naples, so
it's retirement.
They moved to Florida?
To Naples.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's nice down there.
I love it.
Wow. So so then you grew up in Florida and stuff. And what were you doing there as you grew up?
Well, funny enough, I was actually in front of the camera. For a long time. Yes. I my mom was a stay-at-home mom and kind of put her kids to work. It was fun. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Living vicariously through her kids.
Exactly.
Right?
But I caught the bug, so that was it. Once I got into it, I loved it. And then, moved out to L.A. because this is the hub of entertainment. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're leaving out a golden nugget here.
Oh, which one?
I mean, if you love retro, and if you love Saved by the Bell and Zach Morris, then you would love to find her on the internet, in roller skates.
Oh, please do tell.
Yes. I did an episode of Saved by the Bell, the new class.
Oh.
Yes, when the new class came over, over.
Yeah,
and I was the girl in the rollerblades. And
oh, my God, I'm so YouTubing this.
Jelly beans. My boyfriend's got it on my Facebook page. So.
It's fabulous. Aren't you wearing some pretty sexy shorts in that clip?
It's actually a skort.
A skort.
I'm wearing a skort.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out.
I'm totally doing that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. So
that role you got in L.A. after you moved to L.A., right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing really happening in Florida as far as film, right?
There were films, commercials, and a lot of print. Mm. And I think the market, it's just too small down there. So if you have the bug and you want to do more, you move out to LA. And that's what I did.
You go to Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Where you find chopped up heads and
hands. Oh, that's so in my neighborhood and scary.
Dude, really? My dad wrote this. I posted it on Facebook because I thought it was so funny. He's like, if you want to get a head in Hollywood, I'm like, too soon, too soon.
But did you hear that in Arizona they found a torso without hands and legs and head? So they're thinking it might be connected.
That's weird.
What is this guy just driving around?
Yeah, it's like they're saying it's unlikely, but I'm thinking maybe that's a good idea if you want to get rid of a body. You know, throw parts of it here, parts of it there. You know.
I really thought about it, but
that means he's driving a long way with you know, parts in his car.
Right, but obviously he chopped them up, so he's not that concerned.
Yeah,
I think,
you know? That's true.
I think someone copied Dexter.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of this stuff in L.A., or if you want some fires, car fires, we have a lot of those, too.
Car chases, too.
Car chases, yeah. We just don't have a lot of rain, that's all.
Except you're really
today.
Selling LA. You're really selling it. Everyone listening is like, I'm never going there.
It's a fabulous place.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long have you been here?
Oh goodness. I think I'm at 16 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not new anymore.
No. Goodness, no.
Right.
So lived here the longest.
So you came here, and did you start acting right away?
I did, and I was actually working for about 2 years. And funny enough, the stereotypical, like, I just kept getting all these dumb blonde parts, and I got really fed up. And this is the honest to God truth. I just got really fed up because I was, you know, I was like, I'm smarter than this. I don't want to play the next blonde bimbo. I can't do it. I was so frustrated. So I ended up creating my own show.
Really?
Sold it. And
no way.
Had a great time, and I kind of did both sides. I did the producer side of it and the on-camera side of it, and loved the behind-the-scenes so much that I kind of just decided to change paths.
Yeah. Now, how did you know how to do that, the behind-the-scene thing?
You just know how to do it. I mean, I think if you have the it factor as far as you have to know how to do this business and figure it out. It takes a lot of common sense, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it, just being on a lot of sets and asking lots of questions and what people were doing and finding out and trying to practice it by getting jobs.
And after you've had a few jobs, you kind of figure out where you want to be and what your strong suit is.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So how did you guys meet?
Well, like I said earlier, at the same company that they met. I don't know. And it was interesting. When I met Tiffany, she was very, I don't know, dominating her personality. And you kind of had a little bit of fear of her. You don't really know what to think with the way she addresses you.
Who, me?
Yeah. And I was just like, whoa, this is a tough lady. I want to be just like her. And then, I don't know, but eventually I got the key to the lock and the door, and then she let me in, and then we just became really good friends through working on the show called The Locator.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And how long have you known each other now?
Four
or 5 years. Yeah.
4 or 5 years. And then, so after you met, you decided you're going to do something together?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, funny enough, I was on set one day, and one of my crew members was handing in his time card and said, "Here, you gorgeous lady of production." And I was like, that is the greatest name ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so at lunch, I started thinking of all these different ideas that I could do with that name. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, what if I get all of the gorgeous ladies of production together and we make a calendar? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't need a calendar? Everybody needs to know what date it is, right?
That's true.
So I called Kate and I said, listen, here's this idea. What do you think? And she had loved it. And so we just continued to develop it. It's kind of like when you sit in a war room, you throw ideas and see what sticks and that sort of thing. And so we just went down the line of ideas.
So it started with a name, huh? That's very interesting.
I think that's how a lot of things start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe.
You started with a name.
Hey.
Probably. Who, me?
Everyone, when we're born, I'm going deep.
Actually, no, it didn't start with a name. It started with an idea.
Oh, my God. It starts with a little something else.
No.
Yeah, that could have gone really wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I totally missed
it. I'm putting it off here.
Take off the damn hair. Oh,
I keep hitting it, but I'm cold. I'm so cold. Like, I was sitting with a computer on my lap because I was like, oh, it's warm.
Yeah.
It's warm.
Are you still cold?
I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sitting like this, like all bunched up.
Fine. We'll bring a little heater for you.
I know, I should. Wait, so how many girls do you guys have now? Like, how many girls have done the calendar so far?
Well, this is our first year. So we have our first 12 girls.
Mm-hmm.
Kate and I are.
Are two of them.
Of course.
Two of them.
Of course.
It actually, funny enough, I think it actually started out because we couldn't find girls that were willing to be in front of the camera because we're so used to being behind the camera that Kate and I said, okay, we're definitely going to be in it because then there's at least two down.
Right. Yeah.
And that's now we only have to find 10 more.
That's a little crazy to me because a lot of girls that maybe are on crew, they don't know that they're hot, but they're hot. Like, guys think you're hot if you're lugging around a giant camera and a tripod. That's sexy. People like that, but these girls have no idea.
No. Uh-huh. So you had to let them know that they're gorgeous and Wow.
To embrace their inner hotness.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So did you have to like sort of like recruit them, or were you like approaching people as you met them?
Well, a lot of the girls are our friends, but I think the bonus is that we had said the proceeds will go to charity. And the minute we said that, every girl had a charity instantly that they thought of, that they wanted to help out, which I thought was really cool. That was the motive. That was like the selling point.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we said, we're going to do this, we're going to do it for charity, they said, great, here's my charity, Planned Parenthood, Old School Cafe. And everybody just had an instant thought about it. So,
did you want everyone to have a different charity, or were there some that were the same, or how?
No, we wanted to do different charities. I think the thing that I like the most about it is that we get to help so many charities. So it's great for us on the you know, being in front of the camera, as far as like we get to get dolled up, which we don't ever get to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And then on the other side is we actually get to donate and give to charities.
Awesome. That's cool.
And how much do the calendars run?
They are $20.
Okay.
If you go to our website, gorgeousladiesofproduction.com, it is $20 plus a shipping and handling fee.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes out to about $25.60, which is nothing, but the proceeds go to charity. They'll be split equally amongst the 13 charities. And why I say 13 is because we actually give the photographer, Kate was the photographer for four of the photos, and then we had her wedding photographer do the other eight, and we gave that photographer a charity pick as well.
That's great. Do you guys remember what all the charities are? Just curious.
Hold on.
Sorry.
I have a list kind of going.
Did you guys see the calendar?
No, I haven't.
Not yet. No.
Oh, I only brought one copy in. Did you bring the other? Did you bring the bag?
I did bring the bag.
It's okay. We'll share.
Oh, my gosh.
So you'll notice it's not so much TNA as it is artistic hotness.
It is.
I love this name photo.
Because, you know, we're...
Is this you on the front?
It is.
Wow. Tiffany on the front.
Yeah.
She is a cover girl for sure.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's her power stance.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a glimpse of that when you first meet her on set. Like, you don't mess with this. And it's hot.
So you have Miss January, Miss February, and all that stuff. Wow.
Wow, that's these are cool. So artistic. I love how they're so artistic. Sorry, I'm talking all the way in the distance.
Yeah, and what we tried to do too, Kate came up with a lot of the concepts for the photos. What we tried to do is tailor it towards each girl's personality.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do for a living.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, even when you get to Sarah Natoli, who I believe is September.
Yeah. Oh, yay, Renee.
Yeah, Renee's in there, too. Now, I was going to tell you, some of these faces might be familiar to you. Yeah, Sarah Natoli, who is Miss September, is a camera operator. Uh-huh. And if you'll notice, like, her makeup is surrounded her right eye. Which is, you know, very much for looking through the lens and seeing her vision as far as putting it on camera.
Oh, I see. Okay. So with the makeup, you sort of try to make a statement, make it reflect their personality and
so
forth.
And like the girl that's representing wardrobe, she's sitting on a pile of clothes, sequins and whatnot, you know. And so, yeah, we kind of try to have fun. And the art department girl, I love that one. She's actually covered in paint. Mm-hmm. And we're actually taking those photos in her workshop where she builds on a daily basis.
This is awesome. I love it. I love how creative you guys got.
Yeah. So, no, but the expenses and stuff, do you get out of the sales? Because obviously it costs some money to make this and all that stuff.
Yeah, so all the initial expenses.
You take all the expenses and then whatever's left you give to charity.
Correct. The initial expenses came out of mine and Kate's pockets. Mm-hmm. There's some things that we just donated ourselves besides our time. Mm-hmm. But there's some stuff like the actual dress that the art department girl is wearing is Kate's.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
Kate's closet appears in that calendar.
A lot. You'll notice, I think we did a special thanks to Kate's closet at some point.
Yeah, probably so.
I even think we put it on the website. So, just a lot of it, you know, as far as, like, some of the smaller materials we just donated. Some of the bigger expenses, like the processing of the calendars, that will come out of the money that we make. But then the rest of it will go to charity.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys have to form like a 501c3 like for this, or is it because they're individual companies you're donating to, it doesn't matter?
No, it's all run through Mama Sauce Productions.
Okay.
Because that's my company, and then it'll just divide through that. Yeah,
awesome.
We set up something a little separate for GLOP, but we didn't make it an actual, nonprofit.
Right, okay. No, I wasn't sure.
So this started, what, like a couple of years ago?
No, just last year.
Really?
Yeah. It took. Wow. It actually took us, you know, life gets in the way of living sometimes. And it took us the entire year to get it done because Kate has a full-time job. I have a full-time job. So, and then trying to get 12 girls together.
Oh, right. Wow. We would squeeze it in the weekend. And basically, it's a miracle if you can get 4 girls together. But 3 different times we managed to do that. So that was fantastic.
Awesome. So like some of the you have the Tourette Syndrome Association, and then you have, I'm going through all of them, St. Jude Children's Research is one of them, and
Augie's Quest for Lou Gehrig's Disease, yep.
And Old School Cafe, what's Old School Cafe?
They are a nonprofit based out of San Francisco, and what they do is they take underprivileged children and kids that were previously incarcerated, mm-hmm. and they teach them restaurant skills.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It's basically a supper club.
Oh my gosh.
So they teach them all these skills so that they can actually be participating members of society.
Mm-hmm.
Since, you know, they're That's reformed awesome. Kids. They're
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
they want to do good, and this is their opportunity to, and it's not funded. So that was kind of my motivation behind choosing them.
That's awesome. And then Renee is Sierra Club. And then
how great does Renee look, by the
way? Renee looks amazing. She looks so happy and amazing. I haven't seen her in about like a year.
Well, for those of you out there that don't know Renee, she's a writer. And she's writing for One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
She was also on Project My World with Bridgetta.
She was my co-star on Project My World. Yeah. Well, she was one of the creators of the show. So creators, producer.
Yep.
So
when did that show take place?
2007.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how many contestants were there?
Oh, well, it was based on me and two other girls.
Oh, really?
Both, like,
that's all.
The show and us. Yeah. And we traveled. I think I told you we traveled the world in search of love, music, and adventure.
Yeah.
And adventure it was.
We went to New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. I still talk to a lot of people from the show. A lot of the guys that are people that we met overseas. They're still become really great friends. So
that's pretty cool.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
So you were involved with that also, right?
Yes, I was one of the producers.
You were the producer,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to work in their office. I was like an assistant, like doing casting at the desk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is like a project you did on the side and everything.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. What are you working on these days?
I am working on an MTV show that I'm not allowed to say the name of yet. But it'll be out in March.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Did you shoot the pilot and everything already?
Oh, we're several seasons in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
So you shot all that and it's not even on the air yet, right?
Not on the air yet.
Does that happen to be the one that's being shot in Orlando?
I don't know. Actually, it's not.
Okay. Because a girlfriend of mine is on a new show. I forgot what it was called. Or I don't even know if she even told me. And it's like a new series on MTV, and they've been shooting for a while, but they're shooting in Orlando. I met her on the plane in Orlando, and we became good friends. Yeah. But so I was like, that'd be really weird.
Right.
Anyway,
not that one.
Well, good. So you'll have to let us know when it. Oh, you said in March, right?
Yes, in March it'll be on. It's kind of all, I can't give too much away.
Look out for the secret MTV show in March.
Yeah. I believe it or not, I think I make a few appearances on it. So you'll see me in the background somewhere.
Nice. Are you working on the show as well?
I am not. I actually work at a brand new network called Mnet. It's Where Asian Pop Lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Asian American based network that just focuses on Asian pop culture. Like K-pop is a huge movement going on.
What is K-pop?
It's Korean pop music.
Okay.
But it's really catchy. And there is just like the secret society. It's not even secret. Like a society of people that love it. There's this thing called fandom, you know, on the internet. And these people, kind of like back in the day, like you would join the Pearl Jam Club and you'd pay
$10. Okay.
They are like for real hardcore fans. If you are a fan of something, you follow everything about them. You make blogs about them.
Okay.
It's a harder core thing than when we were growing up.
Is it all in Korean or in...
Well, the thing about K-pop is a lot of their chorus is in English, so it can catch on. And there's a band out there called... to anyone, which they say is 21. They're awesome. I mean, they're just, you know, rappers, singers. They're very hardcore chicks. I mean, I think you know,
yeah,
it's going to catch on big time here. But you know what? It is blowing up over here. But, you know, our network aims to be in English for Asian Americans because there's not really a space for Asian Americans.
Really,
so
isn't.
It's kind of filling that void. But it hits a lot of things because, mm-hmm. you know, the Asian culture is so broad.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's anime, there's Japanese horror films, there's mm-hmm. Korean dramas, you know, things that people are into. But we're also creating original content that will be in English and the faces will be
awesome.
Asian American, mm-hmm. you know, like talk shows and. Mm-hmm. We also have a show about people who make short films.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
How did cool. you get involved with them? Did you, I mean, are you part, I mean, you don't look part Asian.
I'm not part Asian.
I don't think you were, but I don't know. Is your husband?
No. My great friend, Julie Choi, I've worked with her throughout the years. We've just worked on several shows together. And so mm-hmm. when she landed the, you know, the VP gig over there, she was just like, you know, production and I want you on my team. And I was like, I'll absolutely be on your team because, cool. you know, we work well together.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh. Do you have to know any Korean or any Asian?
Did
I just say that?
Yeah. Do you speak Asian?
Well, while our parent Asian. Company I'm is sorry. Korean.
You
yeah.
haven't changed a bit, by the way. You have not changed a bit. Oh, and this is why we love Bing. This is why we love her.
I'll get hate mail later.
Yeah. Well,
like, no.
While our parent company is Korean, we air things. Some of our acquired content comes in all languages, but it's, you know, mostly English or subtitled. So mm-hmm. I don't, but I'm trying to learn and pick up stuff because it's an interesting language.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard. I only know the dirty words.
In Korean?
I know dirty words in almost every language.
Really?
I mean, why not? If you're gonna know a word in every language, let it be dirty.
It's true.
Or sexy, right? Or where's the toilet or something? You know? Like, something you need to know. Right?
You are hysterical.
Anyway. Don't mind me.
Okay, we
yeah,
won't.
I'm getting out of my mood. You guys uh-huh. are helping me. Yeah,
yeah, you good. See, until you remember again, you're not going to the Super Bowl.
Shut up.
But I want
why
to
are you throwing it?
I'm sorry.
If I had something I would throw right now, yeah. it would be thrown. Just
okay.
letting you know.
But
you
the
know
Giants
how it
are
is.
Going
when
to the Super Bowl. And yeah. I'm very
people
happy about that
to
my
me
brother.
Also. When I get irritated, people start giving me a hard time. It's just fun, you know? It's
oh,
fun.
Yeah, so fun.
But,
pick
okay.
on Bridgetta.
But I won't pick on you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't mention it ever again.
I used to get really my dad would pick on me all the time, and I'm pretty easy to get picked on. Like I will
right.
I will
it's
react
because you're so into it, you know.
Tonight gets so yeah, I'll shut up.
That just means it's fun to push your buttons. So
yeah,
that's kind of your fault then.
It's fun until I go insane.
Yeah.
And that's not pretty.
Yeah. Definitely not.
She's
pretty.
Still pretty, but that's not pretty.
No, not pretty.
So, Kate, when you moved here, you just mentioned you married, right?
Yes.
How long did it take before you met your future husband?
Oh, gosh. I guess 7 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Dating in L.A., yeah. Come on, everybody knows this is terrible.
Why yes. is that?
Well, okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Basically, it's because people work in productions. Their schedules are always off. And not mm-hmm. only that, and this could go for men or women, I feel like because there's so many hot, sexy people around, yep. people just believe, oh, well, if I can get this level of hotness, I
then
bet
I can
get even
this.
More
yeah.
hotness. Mm-hmm. And so commitment levels are different than they are in the rest of the country. And people are just looking for different things. I think people are very career-oriented out mm-hmm. here, and love comes second. But, yeah. you know, out here, when you find it, you better take it, because mm-hmm. you don't know when you'll see it again.
Copy that.
So you grabbed it.
I did, but he was actually a freshie. He came from New Hampshire and had been here less than a year, and so he didn't have time to get, you know,
jaded
and ruined by the L.A. dating culture.
You yeah. grabbed him quick.
Yeah, I did. I grabbed him really quick. But, you know, again, I met him through a fabulous woman named Nicole White that I worked with, and she was my friend, and so now she's my sister-in-law.
Nice.
Wow,
yeah, we
cool.
worked together on a job. I hired her like a million years ago for a job.
Wow.
So now we're family.
Crazy.
So she's a sister?
Well, now, sister-in-law.
Oh. Oh, okay.
She was just a friend, a gorgeous lady of production before.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Wait, I don't so see how she's sister-in-law, but okay.
Well, because she's married to her husband's brother.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, so how long have you been with your boyfriend?
Oh, goodness. Almost 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do tell.
4 years, it's a long time.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy from San Diego. He's not an LA guy, so, you know.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
it goes back to that. We find the guys that aren't from here.
Yeah, I guess women really hate LA guys.
Never again. If you're from LA, don't even
try. Well, no one's really even from here. It's just whether or not if you come here, if you get attacked by the LA disease or not.
Yeah.
You know? That too, but I also find the people that are actually born and live here,
Well, they're born with the disease then, so.
If they're in entertainment, you know, I mean, otherwise, I've met a lot of nice people here. You know, I've lived here over 30 years and stuff, and I've met a lot of nice people. So, I mean, I had periods where I hated this town and, you know, like everybody does. But at the same time, you know, I don't have to date guys here, so I don't have to deal with that, you know?
Well, you never know.
So, yeah, but I always hear the same stories from women, you know, and they say the same thing. You know, guys here are, like, hard to find. Good guys are hard to find here. And I'm thinking, there's millions of people here. How can that be?
Well, I should say that it just in terms of actual dating, you know, there's great people out here, and I have great guy friends that are fantastic as friends, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be your husband. Some people aren't capable of that.
Yeah. Same here. Like, I have a ton of guy friends, but that's it. That's where it draws the line.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think people come here to live. They come here with a goal in mind. They come here for a career. You know, there are certain jobs here that you set a goal and you go after them. And you're not really coming here to find love or to live.
Yeah.
And I feel like too. Sorry, I feel like too. Like once they're set in their career and they're doing well and they're actually like accomplishing their goals, then they're like, okay, now I'm there and now I'm ready to go for other things. Because guys are never confident unless they're confident in their work.
Yeah, that's what women look for. They look for financial stability, I think. Isn't that true?
Very true.
Yeah,
it's very true.
That's evolution for you. You know, I mean, you know, men look to spread their seed and women look. I mean, it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
And you know, women look for a man that can take care of the offspring, you know, and that's what usually is the case. So when a man has a lot of money, yes. But I don't know. I've been watching that Millionaire Matchmaker. Have you ever seen that?
I was on the pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's such a crazy show, man. But the guys there are so stuck up, you know. I mean, it's just amazing when someone has money. You know, how they lose touch with themselves of who they really are.
Of course.
Yeah.
I imagine that's true, but I imagine a little bit of that is heightened for the television program. Otherwise, it wouldn't be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's funny,
probably.
I knew a couple of them that were actually on it, and they really are like that, especially if you hang in the Hollywood circle and the stupid, like, you know, Hollywood, it's the pool party every Saturday that I'm hosting just because I want to look cool and look popular. Right. Yes. Those guys, like, there are a couple of them were on, like, last season and the season before, and they are total douche. I love you guys. You're fun to hang out with, but you're a douchebag.
What I found interesting, I mean, you hear rumors and stuff all the time, but I heard, I'm not going to say the name, but a well-to-do director is known to hire hot-looking ladies to be at their parties. And I'm thinking, if you're a well-to-do director, I'm pretty sure people are going to just show up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to hire people. No, he hires them because he needs a certain grade of lady walking around his parties.
Yeah, wow. It's kind of pathetic.
He thinks it's baller, but yeah, I think it's not.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's trophies, you know? I mean, it's to show off that this is what I can get. You know, I can land something like this, you know?
Yeah.
But
and a lot of girls go for it, especially when they just move here. They're like, oh, I get to go to this, and I get to be one of the girls. And I'm like, you want a $1 million? Yeah.
So that's cool. Any wedding bells in your future and near future?
No.
No. Huh?
No.
She's like, you're putting me on the spot right now.
Not that I'm scared. I just, as much as I love that Kate is married and her wedding was amazing, I don't believe necessarily that you need a piece of paper to be committed.
Yeah. No, I
you
don't.
Unless you start a family and you want to have kids, wouldn't you agree then?
Well, if you're worried about a last name situation.
Not necessarily last name, but maybe there's a better chance that you guys will stick together. You know?
No, I don't see. I don't believe that a piece of paper makes you stick
together.
See,
I agree with that.
I always thought that I would Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell it. Like, you know, I always thought that. And then, I don't know, it didn't happen. I ended up being like, no, we'll get married.
Like, why did you want to get married?
Well, I didn't. And that was a special announcement made by my maid of honor at my wedding during her speech. And she was like, I can't believe we're all here. But when he asked, I didn't want to say no. And so I said yes instead. And I got married.
And there she is.
And there I am. Yeah.
But I think Tiffany put him right in his place. Don't ask, right? Don't propose.
We've had talks about it. And what's funny is I know he's listening right now, too.
That's why I was like,
We've completely talked about it. We live together. We've been together for 4 years.
Why change?
You can buy me jewelry.
She likes jewelry.
I totally
see where she's coming from. I kind of agree. It's just a piece of paper. Why do you need a piece of paper to like, now we're together. Now it means something more. It doesn't.
Well, psychologically it does. You know, I mean, it's like
in
it's harder to dissolve it. Well, then.
Not in your mind.
Well, listen, you're in Hollywood. Divorces happen like it's candy around here.
That's true.
Just, so if
but
I'm
it involves
stick
money
many,
when you marry,
does.
You know, and then
they get
gets,
half.
Yeah, it gets more
the
complicated.
The second you move in with somebody involves money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So
right.
Okay. And a piece of paper, Tiffany. There's a lease.
There's the lease. That's the paper.
Do you guys have separate bank accounts or do you have one that's joint?
Separate bank accounts.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I'm keeping
you.
It
that's
separate. Even married.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Really. Easier.
I learned that one from my parents. They had an issue with money together, so. That's definitely always going to stay separate.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. That's especially smart. If you're not married, I think, you know, because you never know. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's easier to break up when you're not married. Call me crazy.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah. I don't know.
But
I haven't really been in that situation, so I can't say. I've never been married. So
right.
I don't know. I haven't been to that point. I don't know. So.
Right.
But I've lived with someone for a long time, and it was like, and we shared a bank account, which I'll never do again.
Right.
But we had our separate ones. We had one that was joint for bills and such that we shared, which then it just got messy. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, when it gets messy, man, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just the type of person that, you know, a piece of paper isn't going to make me any more committed.
Yeah. Okay, well, in that case, you're good. But if he proposes, it'll pose a problem, right?
No, I would be in the same position that Kate was.
You wouldn't be able to say no.
I wouldn't say no.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
then he must be in love. Then.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what's important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I think a thing to note, I guess your families have met,
Yes.
McQueen's and yours, so but I don't think our families would have ever met unless we had a wedding, and that might be the only time they ever actually see each other again.
Really?
Just because, you know, Alabama, New Hampshire. I don't know, my mom hates traveling like with a passion, so that was actually the first time in 10 years she had been out to LA to see me.
Really?
If I
want
to see my parents, girl got to go
home. Gotta go there.
Oh wow.
Which is really upsetting. And I mean, my dad, I know he would love to come out more, but my mom just hates, she has a thing with planes.
Yeah.
She flew to Alaska once and there was some smoke and she's traumatized.
So. Yeah, I would imagine. Wow.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, yeah. Whatever. Whatever.
<Anyway. laughs> So wait, are you guys, you have them online. You also have to do some signings. Where are you guys going to be anywhere else signing these?
We're working on it.
Okay.
We're working on it. So what we'll do is I'll let you know and you can help me blast it out.
Yes.
But we were just at Rock and Roll Pizza at the Rack in Woodland Hills on Friday night.
Yeah.
We did pretty good. One of the girls, Miss February, Wendy, is in a band.
Trauma Juliet is the band name.
Oh, cool.
And they're really awesome.
Really
awesome. Uh-huh. And so we, you know, we went out to support her and obviously sell some calendars and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
That's awesome.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She ever plays over in Hollywood area or like Silver Lake, let me know.
Yeah, I will.
I love going, you know, I love going to the band stuff. So
yeah, it was a fun time. So
I wanted to go to Woodland Hills, but I am a flat tire.
Oh no.
I'm driving on a little.
You haven't replaced it yet?
That's my dad UPS me tires.
Are you kidding?
Be here on Wednesday.
Costco has pretty good deals on tires.
I don't pay for tires.
Yeah, she doesn't pay for anything.
My dad owns a big corporation, which is automotive. So yeah.
So next time I need a tire.
Why UPS?
That's fantastic.
It just sucks because I'm so used to like it's all on the East Coast and Midwest and there's nothing out here. So I called up crying. Actually, I texted him in the middle of the night. My sister was visiting.
Oh.
So yeah, she's 21 now. So she was visiting and we came home from the Magic Castle and popped a tire. We're in our gowns, drunk. And well, I wasn't driving. Someone else was driving my car and we're drunk. And I'm like, change the tire. What the hell? Like in these gowns. So I'm like texting my dad in the middle of the night like, tire's broken, blah, blah. Like, whatever, like whining, and he was really cool, and
yeah.
UPS himself.
You glossed over. You were at the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
Was there a Doogie Howser looking magician there with some doves that were blue?
No blue doves. They were white doves.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, interesting man.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't
There's a lot of mystery over there. Uh-huh. I mean, I was blown away, and I'm the one that's like, oh, I see it. I don't call you out, I don't heckle you. But it was like, I was literally blown away this time. I'm like, what the hell?
Did you go to the one where there was a lady that was levitated?
No, every week it's different. They change it almost every other show. Yeah. Like every other day or every week, it's a different thing.
I was just going to say, that one's the only not believable thing. You can kind of tell something is off.
Well, one time I was on the stage, and I usually get picked as I beg to go on stage. So I'm in the back, and I'm on the stage, and I could see, well, I probably shouldn't be saying this, because I get into the castle by a friend, so maybe I'll shut up. But okay, I could see things that, I was like, that's how they do it.
No, amazing thing with doves. Out. They're magicians for sure.
Mm-hmm. But then there's some, and you're like, what the hell just happened? Anyway.
All right. So everybody go. The website is gorgeousladiesofproduction.com, right?
Correct.
And or GLOP, as they call it.
And the Twitter is the official GLOP.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you guys want to check them out, and do you have Facebook as well?
We do have Facebook. But I think you have to find either myself or Kate, and then we can invite you in, because we kind of have it slightly closed. We mm-hmm. want to keep this somewhat professional.
Yeah, I hear you.
So you find either Kate Turnipseed or Tiffany Reese, and then we'll invite you in.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, really appreciate it, guys.
It's been
thank
a lot of
so
fun,
much.
And I appreciate you driving in the rain and everything. I know it's
anything
a pain
for
in the
me.
Ass.
Yeah.
Love you.
So all the best with the calendars and everything, and with your careers and love life and everything.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank okay, you so Brigitte, much. You feel better, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.